very distinguished professor in moral training in teaching, and is a fascinating element in the teacher report.
Do I agree with it, or what?
Do you distinguish between the teacher's activity in giving moral training and the personal element in the relationship?
Well, in a way, I should say that what I've been trying to talk about is moral training. The only way you can train a child to be moral, that is to behave in a truly human manner, is by being moral yourself in your relations with the child. The child will do all the imitating that's necessary. There's no other way. You can't have a moral training that consists in a verbal training in moral philosophy. I mean, it's always wrong to tell lies, and he finds you out in telling a lie the next day, and he doesn't believe you. That kind of thing is quite useless, as is religious training. In the school I was referring to, which I've been connected with, we made a rule when we started that there would be no religious training in the school until the children asked for it. And the headmaster and his wife were devoted Quakers, very religious people themselves. But they did that on the ground that you just can't. The kind of thing that you call religious training and moral training too, they go together, are things that are not taught by precept. They're taught by example, by creating the atmosphere in which it is natural to behave in the right kind of way in relation to other people. And that's the core of morality anyway. Later on, when children begin to be inquisitive intellectually, they want an account of this. They want to be discuss it and be told about it. What we found was that about the ages from 12 to 14, the children came saying, we want to know something about religion. So we had special classes for them. No greater harm is done, may I say, to those of you who are interested in this question of religious training, by trying to do it too soon. I knew a student of mine long ago, whose mother I knew slightly, had been brought up, as she herself told me, with great pride, without ever having any influence, religious influence in his life, that she had shielded him from every kind of religious influence, which she considered to be a very bad thing anyway. All his life, she told it me with pride. She was visiting him at the university where he was, and she went home, and a few months later he died, and within a month he joined the Church of England. That's what is likely to happen in such cases, if you do it the other way around, by rubbing the children's noses in what is called religion. There's nothing more usually than a lot of talk about history and philosophy and other things. Then you probably have the opposite result. That whenever they grow up and shake the shackles of their childhood from them, they'll have no more to do with it. Quite natural. And the same, I think, is true about teaching morality. Teach morality by all means, but don't try to teach it by telling them to behave in this way rather than in that way. The only thing that is useful in discussion of that kind is ultimately the discovery of the reasons why certain things are right and certain things are wrong. Not learning to behave like that. As I say, you learn to behave like that if you are lucky enough to live amongst people who behave like that. And for whom, as it were, being as human as one possibly can be, as fully human, is somewhere near the center of their own thinking and their own life. Will they treat other people as if they were fully human and enter into fully human relations with them? If you have the luck, as I have, to grow up in that kind of atmosphere, there's no problem of learning to be moral. course, the real trouble is that a lot of our morality is humbug anyway, and is not, in fact, a real attempt to understand what living a truly human life is. There's a lot of wisecracks handed down from long ago. And when you ever get into the situation as a teacher in which you're telling children things that you don't really believe yourself, it's high time you stopped. That's the one thing that is unforgivable.